And I'd like to invite Sean Sexton and the other artists here to take seats and find yourself a microphone. That's that one. Okay. First of all, I'd like to say I used to work a little in the West myself in Arizona and Wyoming at various places, and I know about the Cowboy Artist Association of America, but this is a special Cowboy Artist Association for Florida. I'd like you all to introduce yourself, and I'm also curious to find out what relationship the Florida Association has with the National Association.
I'm Sean Sexton, and I guess I'm one of the founding members of this organization, and we all got together. How long ago when we met in Kissimmee at FCA headquarters? We met at the old headquarters.
Yeah.
And so and we decided that we would start a Cowboy Artist Association, and we've been plugging away at it. Day work's gotten in the way of our development as a group of artists, and that's one of the things that we've been insistent about, is that that our members are cowboys, and we've had people apply who just haven't ever been on a horse. You know, we just can't do that. We've stuck to that. We're snobs in that regard. We have no connection whatsoever to National Cowboy Artists Associations. I don't know, maybe someday there would be a connection, but I think there's something kind of peculiar about us that's Floridian in our work, and we're small in numbers, but we definitely are what we are, and very distinct in that sense, and we're proud of that, and we're delighted that you have acknowledged us and invited us to be here.
Well, we're delighted that they're here, and we have our next artist introduce himself, and I believe you've worked also out west, right? Is yours working?
Yeah, okay. I'm the only, I guess, non-Floridian native of the organization. I'm a Nebraska native, grew up out west, and met a Floridian and married her and moved to Florida. And that's the only excuse I've got for being here. But I'll tell you what, it's one thing, it's a pleasure to be here, but it's also a pleasure to be in Florida. I've been not everywhere, but I've been quite a few places out west and a few places back east. And I can honestly say that Central Florida, where I live, is the only place east of the Mississippi River that reminds me of home. And I've been places west of the Mississippi River that didn't remind me of home. But I love the heritage in Florida, and I love the livestock industry and the traditions, and it truly does feel like home for me. I've been here 14 years, I guess, and I figured I'd come down and marry this old gal, and we'd haul out back out west in a couple of years, and I'm still here. But Florida is a unique area. It's a beautiful place to paint, beautiful place to live, of course, except for maybe 6 months in the summertime. But the tradition that y'all have down here is just something that's rare and unique and would fit in anywhere out west in ranch country. And that's something that we as a group, that's probably our predominant goal, is to preserve that tradition, because as you all know, it's rapidly declining in acreage. You know, it's just amazing what growth has happened to our industry. And I grew up in the livestock industry, and unfortunately, like a lot of others my age, we got eliminated out of the livestock industry in the 80s due to the economy. But it's still, I consider it an honor to be a representative of the livestock industry through my art. And I've got an animal science degree, and sometimes I think I wasted my time getting an animal science degree, but then I really didn't, because I can use it in my art. I took a lot of livestock evaluation and blah, 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 but it all helps, you know, and I mean, it all works together. But anyway, I really appreciate the offer to be here and the offer to participate, and I really do consider it an honor.
Well, thank you.
My name is...
Okay. My name is Hobby Campbell. I was born and raised in Okeechobee, Florida, and I'm a fifth generation Floridian on both sides of my family, and along with everybody, I'm real proud to be here, and I want to thank everybody that made that happen. And talking about I want to talk about what I feel about our group. And when, as far as when we got together 10 years ago, we wanted to see, you know, I'm sure we was all wondering how far we could go and what we was going to be able to do and prosper as a group. And that hasn't happened. We have a venue each year at the Florida Cattlemen's Convention, and it's brought us together once a year. And the strides that each one of us has achieved as far as, you know, where each individual's, you know, elevated their, you know, their technique, and has made me real proud of being a part of it, and trying to think of what it had been like if we hadn't got together, because we're all different, and we've never competed, but it's always exciting for me to see what everybody's going to show up with, and that has inspired, you know, myself. And so they've been an inspiration, being part of these people, you know, in this group. So I want to thank them for having me with them all these years. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name's Regina Stahl-Brisky, and it appears that I'm the only female in this group, but there are there's Linda Brown, couldn't be here. But I heard you mention about the cowboy artists out west, and they don't allow women in their organization, which kind of, I'm sure glad you all let me come in. And another thing is, I don't have any cows. I was born up in Connecticut. My family moved to Florida in 1952. I was 7 years old, and all I could think of was I wanted a horse. Well, I finally got a horse when I was about 10. He was a retired circus horse, and I rode that horse all over Sarasota County. And I had some friends whose parents owned ranches. And so I'd get out on the ranch. I'd go out and spend, in the summertime, I'd spend a month out there. And that circus horse learned about cows. He liked elephants better, but anyway. So my dad was an artist, and so I was privileged to spend a lot of time in the studio and had my own paints and everything. And I've always drawn animals that I was around, and I used to raise dairy goats too, which I get kidded about. But anyway, as I grew up, I realized that Florida was losing the one thing that really I think Florida's cattle industry is what built the state. Maybe people might argue with me, but I kind of think it did. And so I kind of got into Florida, the history of Florida cattle ranching. And one of my things is the cow hunter. It looks like Payne's Prairie, and I did this before I saw Payne's Prairie. But anyway, my latest one up here is, can you hear me now? And it's the cell phone and the Brangus, and there's going to be more cows back here. And it's not finished, but I had to bring it to see the difference in the cattle and the horses and the riders. But the one thing that's still the same is the cowboy with his whip and his dog and his horse. And that's the same, runs all the way from 100 years ago till now. And so I'm really happy y'all invited me to be with you for 10 years, and it is wonderful. The group's great. We get together and talk, and I really am privileged to be here today. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Regina, and for telling us about the paintings. I'm wondering if you, Hobby, could tell us a little bit about the painting you brought, too.
This painting is titled Pears, and anybody in, you know, cow business or in cow country, a mother cow and her calf is, you know, we call them a pair, and for different reasons, you know, needed to be sorted for different reasons from time to time, and you know, Florida is probably 95% a cow-calf ranching state, and this is a typical scene, you know, on any given, you know, cow-calf ranch is sorting of the mama cows and their calf, and for different reasons, and whether this actually is a cowman riding out what he would consider a keeping heifer calf, which he hopes to make a good mama. So them are special, and got to tend to them accordingly and make sure nothing happens to them. And that's just what it's all about.
Alden?
Okay. Well, Regina talked about the cowboy and his horse and his dog and his whip. This painting is called Go Ahead. And if you can look at it, you probably can't see it from here, but there's some cows off in the woods back there, and the old boy's sending his dogs, and that's usually the way you send your dog, just go ahead. If you got good dogs, they know what go ahead means. And he's got his whip, and the dogs are going out. And like Hobbies, it just typifies a day in the life of a cowboy out working cows. And if you all happen to turn around and look at Tom back there with a T-shirt on, I was honored that they picked this particular painting to go on the T-shirts for the Folk Festival this year. So thank you, Tom. But Florida's known for its cur dogs and its cow whips and cow hunters, and the cur dogs are a whole different type of dog to use. Cow dogs, and where I grew up out west, you used heeler dogs. And the old boy, first guy I worked with down here, he said, we don't need no heeler dog down here. He said, we need the holding dogs. So anyway, but it's a real trip if you ever get a chance to watch them ring cattle. And that was a new experience for me when I come to Florida, is you get a herd of cattle and hold them up in the middle of a pasture and send these dogs out, and they actually just ring these cattle and go around and around and around, and they can wad up a bunch of cows tight enough where you can walk across their back, you know, and the old cow sticks her nose out, why is she going to get it bit off? And they learn after a while. I mean, you can actually train cattle to handle that way. And a lot of these places that don't believe in working dogs, you can't hardly work their cattle, because their cattle don't respect anybody, and there's so many bay heads and woods around here they can get away from you. And man, you'd just love to go out there with half a dozen good old cur dogs and just, you know, let them eat on them for a while, and then next time, by golly, they'll pay attention to you. To me, that was unique in Florida. I don't know where I heard it, but somewhere somebody told me or I read it says, you know what's natural changes every 50 miles. And if you stop and think about it, they do things different down in Okeechobee than they do up in Kenansville. And we do things different in Kenansville than they do over at Melbourne, probably. You know, so there's a lot of truth in that. But you got traditions, and the reason things work is because they work. And the people that know they work are the people that's done it. And I know the first time when I come down here, and I cowboyed all my life, and I went over to neighbor, talked to him about day working for him. And I told him, I said, I'll tell you one thing. I said, I've cowboyed all my life. I grew up with cattle, but I said, I'm no Florida cowboy. I said, I don't know how you work cattle. I said, I don't know how to work these cattle. He told me a month later, that's the only reason you got the job, because you told me you didn't know what you're doing. But anyway, that's what this is. I call it go ahead.
Can I add something to the Elton and the importance of a good dog? And this comes from the late Judge Frank Platt and how he valued a good dog. And he put it, you're liable to ride along there and jump a herd of deer that might lope off out there a couple hundred yards and stop and go back to feeding. And you ride up on a cow, she's liable to run down there 4 or 5 miles down that marsh if you ain't got a good dog that'll go stop her for you. So that's how valuable and important they are to cow industry. So I enjoyed hearing Mr. Platt tell it that way. Wish he was still here to explain, but I'm sure he tells it better than I do.
So, Sean, could you tell us?
Well, another interesting thing about our organization is that we all are painting our experiences in this industry in our connections, our backgrounds, and our experiences, present experiences. And my role in the cow business, I'm sort of the mayor of a cow city. And I got 300 residents that I oversee, and I'm the Bureau of Statistics and the undertaker and the head obstetrician and the chef in charge of the commissary. And I've spent my whole life. I started going to work with my dad when I was 4 years old, and I've spent my whole life keeping a bite of green grass in front of a cow's nose. And I'm the sole employee of our place. And when we gather and work, we hire crews. Sometimes Eldon comes over and helps us. And anyway, I consider it my story that I've grown up in the middle of that place, taking care of cows my whole life. And just like the cows culture their calves in how to get along in a specific environment, we're culturing our children and bringing them up in the same way, and hoping that they'll return, and that hope my son will come back and take over what I'm doing, and that we'll be doing it forever. That's what I hope. And I've been not only painting from that whole basis of experience and subject matter, but drawing as well, and trying to sort of chronicle this industry in my own particular way. I brought two pictures. One is an etching that I did at Adams Bull Sale. I took the plate and sat up there in the stand while everybody was bidding and writing numbers down. I was drawing directly on this zinc plate the action of the sale as it was taking place. And the other picture that I brought is another, as Hobby said, a pair. And I was just going out to paint. I in addition to painting cows, I paint Florida landscape. And these cows all came up and started standing around me in nursing and laying down and doing their yoga breathing and the whole thing, you know. And I painted them. I like to work directly from the on the spot, and I'll go back there every time I need to until I'm done. If one cow isn't standing the way I need her to be standing, there's probably one off over there standing the way I need. And I work on that until I get done. And so we all have a different take on the industry, but it's all valuable to the whole, I think, you know. And we comprise a very vital group of artists. It seems to be something, you know.
It does give you from your different perspectives, you do get a sort of picture of the whole, of different aspects, you know, of what's going on in Florida ranching.
I love it. Hobby, I told Hobby I was going to say this. He's drawn a paycheck in 175 cow pens around the state. And we have a member, Mr. Bill Roberts, who's worked in 36 counties. We each have different experiences that all add up to the whole, you know. And together we make up something that's 90% half there, you know.
Well, I'd like to invite all of you. We're running out of time up here now, but many thanks to our cowboy artists, and I'd like to invite you to go and see many more of their works over in this area over here. They all have their individual tents, and they all have a range of really wonderful works, and they can talk to you more about their lives in the ranching industry and what they paint and why, and we're thrilled to have them here today.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.